10:20, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Top news story across America today. President Trump suspending entry of refugees to the U.S. for 120 days, barring Syrian refugees indefinitely, and blocking entry into the U.S. for 90 days. Citizens of seven predominantly Muslim countries, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. It also bars green card holders from those countries from re-entering the United States. All of that exactly from the Department of Homeland Security. And then that sparking protests in airports all over the United States last night. And that then leading to a federal court in Washington State issuing a stay forbidding travelers from being detained and being sent back to their home countries. A federal court in Virginia issuing a temporary restraining order saying that a group of 50 to 60 permanent residents returning from trips abroad should have access to their lawyers while they were being detained at Dulles International Airport, and that these residents cannot be removed from the United States for 7 days. So still, you know, a lot to be sorted out. The stays, the temporary restraining orders, et cetera, from last night, all temporary. Lots of reaction about the whole thing. A little bit later on, we'll open up the phone lines and get everyone's comments on this. We have reached out to lots of groups all involved in this on both sides of the argument. We have reached out to Republicans and have not heard back from any so far. I hope we do. But so far, we have not heard back from any. We have heard back from State Representative Laura Fine from the 17th District here in Illinois that represents Evanston, Glenview, Morton Grove, Northbrook, Skokie, and Wilmette. And Representative Fine, nice to have you with us on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's your take on all that's happened over the last couple of days, and in particular that which happened yesterday, the protest, the stay? We've never seen anything like this in America before.
No, I'm disgusted and appalled. I cannot believe this is happening in America. As a Jewish woman, this is just, it's sending chills down my spine. I am seeing things that I thought, you know, as we're growing up, we say, oh, it can't happen here, and it is happening here. So I thank the lawyers who were at the airport yesterday. I thank the protesters. I thank the ACLU for standing up for what's right.
Talk to me a little bit about immigration and what you think should be done. Because, you know, if you ask anybody on, you know, Donald Trump's staff, if you ask supporters of Donald Trump, you know, they will tell you that all of this is designed to make America safer and to create a better vetting process for possible terrorism in the United States.
Well, we have one of the most stringent vetting processes to begin with. And if you look at the people that they're targeting in this executive order, this isn't the group of people that we've had issues from in the past. If you look at who the most recent terrorists have been in this country, many of them have been born and bred in the United States, and they're getting their information online. So although maybe to some people this sounds like, oh, he's standing up and being tough on it, you know, when we have a family from Park Ridge who was stuck at the airport and detained yesterday because the husband has a green card, I don't see how that's protecting us. This is very scary to me. And I'm also afraid because now we're seeing other countries' reactions to this. If America is doing this to their citizens, how are Americans going to be treated? I just think that this is a road that we don't want to go down.
One thing that I heard, the thing that was most disturbing to me about this whole thing last night is I heard a report, I forget on what news channel it was, but they had done a report saying that ISIS was using this executive order in their propaganda now for the past couple of days, essentially saying, see what America is doing, that how America is against Muslims. Because while the order itself does not say it's a Muslim ban, it is Muslim majority countries that are being affected by it. But they're using it as a propaganda tool to recruit, saying, see what we told you about America? This is why we need to fight America.
This is boggling to me. I don't understand the rationale behind the administration putting this executive order in place. I don't understand the thought process. Like you mentioned, ISIS is talking about how, look at America, look what they're doing to us. We told you all along. And what is that going to do for their cause? How many more people are going to join their cause? And not just abroad, but here at home. And this is something we really need to be concerned about. The people who are being caught in this are the innocent bystanders. And I think my perspective is maybe a little different than others growing up, learning about the Holocaust and how it happened. And also as a representative in the 17th district, the Holocaust Museum is in my district. And one important lesson we learned from the museum is we have to be upstanders and not bystanders. And this is perfect case in point. We have to stand up for the people that need the most help. And whether it be somebody coming back to this country with a green card who is visiting relatives, or is it a refugee that is afraid of political persecution, this is something that needs to be on our radar. This is not the America I know.
Representative, so do you think that what we have in place right now is adequate, or would you recommend that there should be some other methods to prevent terrorism in the U.S., that there are things that we can do to improve the vetting process?
Well, like was mentioned earlier, I believe, we do have one of the most stringent vetting processes in all the world before a refugee can enter the United States. Are there things that can be improved? Possibly. I don't know. I would have to look more into that. At the federal level, what are absolutely all the qualifications you need to reach in order to come into this country? But I don't think that the people who go through the vetting process are the problem. And that's what I think is lost in this. I think it's a scapegoat. And we need to be able to stand up and say, this is something that shouldn't happen and it's wrong.
I had an interesting text earlier saying, what would prevent somebody who wanted to do harm to the U.S. instead of coming directly from the U.S., which now they would not be able to do, just going through a couple of other countries, sidestepping the whole process and still getting into the U.S. through a back door?
Absolutely. I hate to say if there's a will, there's a way. But I think that this particular process is taking our eye off the ball, targeting the wrong people who really need the protection. If you've been in this country already and you hold a green card and they're not going to let you back in, or if you're here on a student visa, I was listening to one gentleman interviewed last night who was going to go home to see his sister graduate and come back, and now he's afraid to leave the country because he'll never be able to come back to finish his studies. Are these really the people that we want to keep out of the United States? No, these are people that could help contribute to our country, contribute to our economy, and you said earlier, if somebody wants to do harm, are they going to still be able to do harm? And, we see that through the internet. We see that through people coming in through different ways. And so it's, we don't know what the future holds for us, but I do not believe this was the solution.
State Representative Laura Fine, 17th District, we appreciate you joining us and adding your voice to the dialogue. Thank you very much.
And thank you for bringing up this dialogue, because it's something that needs to be on everybody's radar screen.
I think so, too. I think we need to, chat and not yell at each other, which is the tendency right now to learn, our different views. That's why we've extended invitations to representatives on both sides of this. and hopefully we'll be able to share those throughout the morning. Appreciate you joining us, Representative. Thank you.
Thank you.